Examiner City Desk. President Truman leaves tonight for a tour of 18 states. He plans to...
Examiner Sports Desk. Pirates beat the Braves 5-3. Justine hit a home run.
Examiner. Who? Hildy Johnson. Well, he's down at Joe's Bar and Grill. Sure. He'll be back.
The American Broadcasting Company presents Front Page, starring Dick Powell as Hildy Johnson.
I've been trying to get you all morning, Johnson. There's a crazy Swede down here who says he's got a story for you.
Yeah? Who are you?
Don't matter who I am. Carl Anderson's your story. Do you want it?
What makes this Anderson news?
He's an old man who hands out new $10 bills to every bum he meets. He's got a handout for you, too, reporter.
I can always use $10. Why does he pick on me?
You're a Swede, ain't you? The old man says Swedes stick together. Anderson's got an idea he needs you.
Okay, where do I find him?
Skid Row, reporter. Corner 3rd and Delaney. He'll be wearing a $10 bill in this buttonhole. You can't miss him.
Max, what did Mr. Johnson say?
He said he'd meet you, Carl.
Yeah, but where?
You heard me, 3rd and Delaney. That's your beat today, ain't it? Go on, go peddle your $10 bills to every bum and wino on the road. Go on.
Yeah, Max. You think I'm crazy, too?
No, you ain't crazy. You got $50,000. You throw it away. You don't want to talk to reporters, and then you want to talk to a reporter named Hildy Johnson. What's it going to be tomorrow, Looney?
If I could talk to Johnson today, maybe tomorrow I'd still be alive. You think so, Max?
Well, if it isn't the Examiner's oldest copy boy. How are you, Hildy? Where's the Jerome Skid Row all by yourself?
Mr. Thomas of the Tribune. What's the current lying headline, Thomas?
Oh, what kind of talk is that, Hildy? We're gentlemen of the press together.
Yeah. You collect your $10 from the philanthropist over there?
As a matter of fact, I didn't. I tried hard, but I couldn't make it. Crazy little Swede smells reporters.
Only Tribune reporters. Watch me scoop.
You are another reporter. I can tell. Go away.
Good dog, Lanceman. In fin, doggy dog. Er det ikke?
Ja, det alltid en fin dag at treffe en svensk. Hvor ditt navn?
Hildy Johnson.
Oh, Hildy Johnson, I've been waiting for you. Here, a present, $10.
No, no thanks, Mr. Anderson, I don't want the money. I was told you had a story for me.
Yeah, I have. You are a reporter and a Swede, therefore you got brains.
Yeah, we Swedes do a lot of crazy things, Mr. Anderson. Tell me, how can you make a living passing out $10 bills?
Hildy, I've already made my living. With these two hands, I have made $50,000. Now it is my duty to share it with those who need it.
Now, the words are fine, but aren't you afraid of going broke?
Broke? Hildy, this is a way to wealth. Some people buy yachts with their wealth. Me, I buy little boats in people's hearts. Perhaps they will be sailing when I am no longer here to wave them on their way.
Oh, you'll be here for a long time, Mr. Anderson. Maybe not with $50,000, but you'll be here.
No, Hildy. Suddenly, I will not be here. That's why I wanted to talk to you.
You sound frightened.
Yeah, I am. But this is no place to talk. My room is only a few doors down the street.
Well, let's go, Mr. Anderson. I can't let a fellow Swede be frightened, can I?
Sit down, Hildy. This is my room, and this is my world.
You're a rich man, Carl. You don't have to live here.
Yeah, I am a rich man. Here, I will show you how rich I am. My wealth is here, in this old suitcase.
You mean you keep all your money in there?
Yeah, look at it, Hildy. Almost $50,000 and $10 bills. I must give it all away before I am killed.
Is that why you called me, Mr. Anderson? You think you're going to be killed?
Yeah, Hildy, yeah. He wants to kill me. Hildy, here's hair.
Take it easy, Mr. Anderson. Yeah, what do you want?
I thought I told you to keep your crazy friends out of here, Carl. Your rent buys your room for one.
Oh, it's only my landlord, Hildy. The man who talked to you on the telephone, Max Russell. This is Mr. Johnson.
Oh, how are you, Max?
Oh, you're Johnson, huh? I want to talk to you. Come on out in the hall.
I don't think so, Max. I like it here.
What are you trying to do, reporter? Promote a pocket full of those $10 bills?
Well, if you put it like that, maybe we better step out in the hall.
Don't leave me, Hildy. Don't leave me.
It's all right, Carl. I'll be right outside. Okay, Max. Now, let's discuss your little problem.
Every guy that comes in here with Anderson is after something. Maybe you too, Johnson.
Yeah. Maybe me too. You're not entitled to all the loot, Max. You're just the landlord.
Simmer down, reporter. It's just that, well, he's got a crazy idea.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. I keep saying someone's trying to kill him. How crazy can a loony get?
Maybe he's smarter than all of us.
Hildy!
What's the matter, Carl? What happened? Hildy. You all right?
Oh, he did it again. He's going to kill me.
Who was it, Carl? Who tried to kill you?
Sven, my brother. He shot at me from the alley.
The shot came through this window, but there's no one out here.
Yeah. Well, now, take it easy, Carl. Tell me what happened.
He was waiting for me there, outside in the alleyway. Then he took a shot at me.
Your brother did that? You sure?
Of course, I'm sure. I know my own brother, Sven, don't I? He's trying to kill me, Hildy. Can't you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Oh, now, I understand, Carl. Your brother, Sven, he wants to kill you.
Maybe I ought to call the police, huh?
Do you want Max to call the police, Carl?
Sure. Call them. Call them. See what good it does you.
Well, it'll do this much good. They'll pick up your brother and book him for attempted murder, if you want it that way.
They won't pick him up. They think I'm crazy. When I told them before Sven was trying to kill me, they investigated. Then they laughed at me. It's no use.
Is that why you're giving your money away? Before your brother Sven gets it?
Yeah. Please do something, Hildy.
All right, Carl. All right, but later. Right now, I've got to catch a deadline for tomorrow's morning feature. Well, hello, Walter. Read my story on Carl Anderson yet?
Yeah, Hildy, I've read it.
Yeah, you sound real enthused. Was it that good?
Even better. I'm not going to change one precious word of it. I'm not even going to print it.
What are you talking about? Is it beyond your conception that some guy can feel so warm and so close to humanity that he'd want to plant a few seeds of gratitude? For a lousy $10, he makes a friend. Why don't you try it sometime?
All right. Sure, it's a good story. It's honest and sincere and it's exclusive.
Now, does that make it too good for the Examiner?
Wait a minute, Hildy. You told me there was a murder attempt on the old man. Why didn't you put that in the story? I can remember when murder attempts were news.
I didn't put it in because it was phony. It didn't really happen.
Now, let's start all over again, Hildy. I'm getting old, so be kind to me, huh?
Well, the old man rigged it up himself. He thinks his brother Sven is going to kill him. So he keeps proving it to himself by shooting a gun through the wrong side of a window.
Oh, I didn't know you were taking correspondence courses on how to be a detective in 6 easy lessons. How do you know the shot came from the wrong side of the window, sweetheart?
I didn't find a bullet, and no shattered glass fell inside Carl's room.
I still don't get it.
Oh, of course not, Walter, of course not, because it's so simple even a child could understand it.
Nah.
If a gun had been fired from the outside, the glass would have fallen inside.
I see. So there wasn't any glass in the room. Well, where was it?
It was in the alley outside Carl's window.
How do you know?
I peeked, Walter. When I left the old man, I went around back and peeked.
Say, that's a better story than a real murder attempt. Old man, crazed with visions, attempts to kill self.
Now, wait a minute, Walter. Wait a minute. That's the part I don't want you to print. Carl Anderson is a gentle old man who's trying to buy himself $50,000 worth of immortality.
But the guy's nuts.
Maybe. Maybe not. But let's not louse him up by telling our readers. Let's give him a chance to get what he wants.
Yeah.
There's a Mr. Sven Anderson to see Hildy.
Who's that, Hildy? One of your Swedish cousins?
No, blockhead. Sven Anderson is the brother who doesn't attempt murder. Have him come in. I'd like to meet him.
Send Mr. Anderson in. Hildy, smell like a follow-up?
Could be.
Mr. Johnson?
Oh, come in, Mr. Anderson. I'm Hildy Johnson. This is Walter Burns here.
How do you do, Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Johnson, I've learned you interviewed my brother Carl today. I've come to plead with you not to write anything about him.
Oh? Well, why not, Mr. Anderson?
Because he's mad, insane. He should be put away.
Oh, I talked to your brother Carl a long time. I think you can be proud of him.
Proud? Proud of a man who's done nothing with his life but buy cheap notoriety?
There are worse ways of buying it, Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Johnson, my brother should be put away. He has even the insane delusion that I want to murder him.
Do you, Mr. Anderson? Burns speaking.
I want to talk to Hildy Johnson. It's very important. I want to talk to my friend Hildy Johnson.
It's for you, Hildy.
Excuse me, Mr. Anderson. Hello?
Is that you, Hildy?
Oh, Carl.
Sven tried it again. My brother Sven. He tried to shoot me again.
He did, Carl? When was this?
Just now. Just this instant. But he didn't get me.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to hear it, Carl.
You got to do something. You hear, Hildy? Promise me you do something.
Yeah, I promise, Carl. Now, don't worry. You'll be all right. I'll come around and see you. That was your brother Carl, Mr. Anderson. He says you just took another shot at him.
Now, do you believe me? I'm doing all I can. On good advice, I'm even sending a psychiatrist to visit with him this afternoon.
A psychiatrist? Oh, no, not for poor Carl. Psychiatrists are only for mixed-up people like Mr. Burns here.
Hildy, get down to that crazy old man and get me a follow-up. Play up this Viennese psychiatrist angle.
Who said he was Viennese?
They're all from Vienna with beards. I want everything you can get on how he goes about treating Carl Anderson. Hypnosis, psychosomatics, the little black couch. Milk it dry, boy.
All right, Walter. But promise me you'll lie down for a while. This thing is liable to snap your brain. Goodbye, Mr. Anderson. See you around.
Yes?
Well, I see Carl's been redecorating. Lovely furnishings. Oh, hello, Carl. Mind if I come in?
Oh, Hildy. Isn't she beautiful? And she's a doctor.
Really? Well, remind me to get sick sometime, Carl. It looks so exciting.
I might make it that for you. I'm Dr. Ellen Moore, the psychiatrist. I was examining Mr. Anderson when you were interrupted.
I'm sorry. How was Vienna when you left the doctor?
How was what?
Nothing, oh, nothing. It's only when I see such a beautiful psychiatrist, I hear waltzes.
Who are you?
This is Hildy Johnson, Dr. Moore. My good friend from the newspapers.
Oh, a reporter. An interesting type. I've often wondered about you, reporter.
Now, you don't have to wonder anymore, Doctor. I can arrange a consultation.
I'll take you up on that. Now, may I continue with Mr. Anderson's examination?
Yes, by all means. Hey, what's this? A microphone. What are you going to do, use Carl for a singing commercial?
That's a microphone to a tape recorder, Mr. Johnson. I use it to record the reactions of my clients. I find it more revealing and more accurate than taking notes.
Isn't she brilliant, Hildy?
Yes, and pretty, too.
Thank you. Now, may I continue?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead. I'd like to see this.
I'm sorry, but you can't be here. Your presence will color Mr. Anderson's response.
Oh, I understand. Has Carl told you about his brother, Sven?
Yeah, I told her, Hildy. I told her how Sven tries to murder me. Play it for him, Doctor. Play it so Hildy can hear.
All right, Mr. Anderson, if it'll make you feel better.
Listen, Hildy.
Sven, why do you want to kill me? You want my money. You want my money. That's why you want to kill me. You want my money. You want my money.
The whole tape is like that, Mr. Johnson.
You see? It's all there. It's all there.
Please, Mr. Anderson, you must be quiet or I can't help you.
You are very beautiful. And I'm glad you're here. But I do not need a doctor such as you. I am not crazy.
Of course you're not, Carl. But you listen to Dr. Moore. She's your friend.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Now, if you don't...
Okay, I'm going. What are your visiting hours, Angel Doctor?
Make an appointment, Mr. Johnson. We psychiatrists are very busy these days.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll wait for you at Joe's Bar and Grill. Maybe you can pencil me in.
You'll have to take your chances along with the rest of my patients, Mr. Johnson. But I'll be disappointed if I can't make it.
Oh, I'll wait, Doc. I'll wait. I feel a big neurosis coming on.
Hey, Hildy, you better get in and see Burns before he tests the place of what he's been screaming for you.
Yeah, it gets tiresome, doesn't it?
Ah, it's my dreamboat feature writer. Well, it was good to see you again, Mr. Johnson.
Now, don't needle me, Walter. I've just been stood up by the world's most beautiful doctor.
For 5 hours, what figment of your fancy makes you think I'll believe that?
All right, Walter, all right. What's eating you?
Mr. Johnson, one question. One simple little question.
I'm listening, Walter.
Would I be living a dream if I thought my touted reporter, Hildy Johnson, took one moment to read what our competitors have to say to see that the Tribune, for instance, gives it to its readers?
Oh, sure. The Tribune's got a little Abner.
Yeah. You don't even have to turn the page. Read the headline.
What? Carl Anderson? A suicide? Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Mr. Johnson, a suicide.
Oh, that poor sweet Anderson. Why, Walter? Why did he kill himself?
You're asking me. Well, I sit at a desk. You're a leg man, Hildy. Where were you when Carl Anderson shot himself? He was your assignment.
He still is. And I don't think he committed suicide.
Well, don't think, Mr. Johnson. Just get me a story, or they may find you with a hole in your head. I'll see to it personally.
The American Broadcasting Company is bringing you Front Page, starring Dick Powell as Hildy Johnson, with William Conrad as Walter Burns, and Charles McGraw as Joe, in characters created by Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur.
Here, Hildy, pour it yourself.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe's Bar and Grill with free television on a large screen. Oh, Penelope. Look, Mouse, I'm very busy at this time. I told you not to call me during business hours. Well, I know you can't live without me, but I'm in conference. No, I'm not in conference with another mouse. Oh, Penelope, I'll say it again. Your eyes is like azure pools of dynamite in a quiet alley. Yeah. Hilly, I ain't never seen you like this. You better give me that bottle back.
Leave it alone, Joe. Joe, tell me...
Joe, what do you want to know, Hildy?
Joe, do you believe a man like Anderson would commit suicide?
Oh, I don't know, Hildy. Says here in a paper he was an eccentric. That kind of character could do anything to get his name in the papers. Maybe even kill himself.
Maybe. You should have met him, Joe. Carl Anderson was a sweet guy. You'd have liked him. He'd have liked you.
If you say so, Hildy, I believe it. There's one thing that burns me up about the whole thing.
What's that?
That a no-good crumb bum like Mr. Thomas of the Tribune should beat you out of the story. That alone would make me label it a phony.
Thomas is a good newspaper man, Joe. He got his story.
Well, Mr. Johnson of the Examiner, did I actually hear you say something nice about me?
That was a good piece of work, Thomas. Burns liked it, too.
Oh, he did? Well, this occasion demands a drink. Joe, a drink for everyone in the house.
You're a big sport, Mr. Thomas of the Tribune. Buying drinks for everyone in the house when there's only two of you.
Have one yourself, Joe. That'll make it three.
No, thanks, Mr. Thomas. Having a drink on the Tribune would keep me up nights. I'd be ashamed to face myself in the morning. Excuse me, I gotta open another bar.
Joe has a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Tell me, Thomas, did you believe that story you wrote?
What are you talking about, Hildy? I'm an honest reporter.
You really think a man like Carl Anderson would commit suicide?
Oh, what's the matter, Hildy? Getting sentimental over a fellow Swede?
Maybe I get sentimental when good people die.
Burns ought to give you the poetry corner, Hildy. Of course Anderson committed suicide. He was crazy. He gave away money. And what about all those phony murder attempts he engineered?
Sure, they were phony. He did it to call attention to himself, to get someone to believe he really would be murdered. I didn't figure it out until too late.
What are you trying to do, Hildy? Build yourself a murder story to wipe out the stigma of a beat?
I want to tell you something, Thomas. I'm glad you got that story. I'm glad I missed it. When my friends die, I don't like to stand on their graves and sell papers.
You know, maybe you're through, Hildy. Maybe this newspaper game's too much for you.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you charge for lessons, Thomas? I'm going to learn how to write like a hack. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Hildy? Hey, has this bum been annoying you? All you got to do is give me the word, Hildy. I'll throw him out in his mouth.
Yeah, now, wait a minute.
No, Joe, no. Let him be. Let him be. There'd be nothing new in finding a Tribune man in the gutter. And Joe, if Walter calls, tell him I'll check with him later.
What are you going to do, Mr. Johnson? Plant a murder rap on some innocent soul? You still that crazy? Think that crazy Swede didn't commit suicide, huh?
Yeah, I still think so. Here's a pocket full of nickels, Thomas. Keep buying the Examiner. You'll want to know how it comes out.
Yeah?
Sven, I want to talk to you.
Oh, Johnson. I have nothing to say to you. Go away.
Oh, I don't know whether you have or haven't. Let's go inside and find out.
Who do you think you're shoving?
Well, if you feel any pain, it's you. Now, what about your brother, Mr. Anderson? He was too nice a guy to be tagged to suicide.
Blame yourself for that, Johnson. Trusted you. You could have helped him, convinced him to commit himself to an institution. Now Carl is beyond help.
Well, from where I stand, it doesn't look like you shed one brotherly tear.
Why should I? Carl was a madman, all that wealth, and he was throwing it away.
Yeah, let's talk about that money, Carl's money. Who gets what's left?
I think a more pertinent question is, where is it?
What?
Where's the money, Mr. Johnson? Do you have it? Is that why you came here, to give it to me?
What are you talking about?
There's no money that anyone can find. The banks have stated that Carl withdrew his entire account, $50,000. Police can find no trace of it.
Ah, that makes you unhappy, doesn't it, Anderson?
Yeah. When money is located, it will be mine. Carl's only living relative, rightful heir.
Maybe you were in a hurry, Sven. A man could kill his brother and make it look like suicide and then steal his money.
It's a pity. I never thought of it. Frankly, I could use the money.
Well, sit tight, Anderson. This missing 50 grand will get a lot of publicity. People will buy shovels and start digging up the city. Somebody might find it and give it all back to you. I might even do it myself.
I look forward to your call, Mr. Johnson, with the money. There will be a suitable reward, of course.
Oh, naturally.
And if you still think that Carl was murdered, I can recommend a fine psychiatrist.
Well, now, that's very nice, but no thanks. A reporter is never crazy. He's only got an evil mind. Walter, have the police turned up anything on Carl Anderson?
Yeah, we just got a big flash. Anderson's going to be buried tomorrow. That's hot, reporter. Maybe you'd like to cover it.
I'm talking about Carl's money, Walter. The $50,000 he had in the suitcase. Have they found it?
Well, we just got a wire that a man stepped off a train in Baltimore with a suitcase.
Yeah.
Station agents found it to contain 3 shirts, a dozen pair of socks, for which he had a bill of sale. Does that do anything to you, Hildy?
Yeah, it does a lot. It makes me know I've been living too close to you too long. I'm going to see a man about a room.
What do you want, Johnson?
I want to talk to you, Max. Do you mind?
Well, what can I lose? When I get tired of your talk, I can always throw you out. Come on in.
Thanks. I didn't think I'd find you in.
Oh? Why not?
I thought you would be talking to the police.
The law and me's already ahead, Archer. Go ahead, Johnson. Talk to me.
What about the old guy, Max? Who killed him?
Papers said he knocked himself off. I only know what I read in the papers.
Then you think he killed himself?
That's what it said, Johnson. That's what it said in black and white. Look, I can keep this up for hours.
How about all that dough? What happened to it?
I wouldn't know. All day yesterday, I was sitting up with my maiden aunt. She's got asthma. I wasn't here.
Oh. Did Carl leave the money with you?
Sure. $10 of it. How much did you get, Johnson?
I want to take a look at Carl's room, Max.
Forget it. Cops did their chores okay. There ain't any money in Carl's room, so take off.
Oh, come on, Max. Let's level with each other. What happened? We were almost buddies once.
Maybe we were. I don't remember. But just forget Carl Anderson. He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. But he's still got a voice on a piece of tape. I'm going to hear what he had to say just one more time. Maybe he had a good word for you, Max.
Mr. Johnson, what an exciting surprise. Please come in.
Well, thanks, Angel Doctor. You never showed up for our appointment. I thought I'd drop by to see if you were sick.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I had some dull research to do. I'm sure you'd have been far more interesting.
Ah, we reporters are real cases, Doc. Even our brain waves are censorable.
Are they? Well, tell me everything. I'm a doctor, remember?
That's right, that's right. You put heartbeats on a piece of tape. Carl Anderson's, for instance. You know, Doctor, I miss my old friend. Mind if I look around?
That's my laboratory you're going into. I'm sorry, but I allow no one in here.
Oh, but Angel, we'll never be happy together if you keep secrets from me. Hey, what are all those little cardboard boxes?
That is where I keep the tape recordings on my clients.
Oh, right. Wow, you do good business. Mm-hmm. Well, here's Carl's. Hey, you mind if I listen to it on the recorder here? Maybe Carl said something on this tape I didn't hear before.
Mr. Johnson, what my clients tell me is highly confidential.
I could imagine they're very secretive about things like money, for instance. You know anything about Carl's money?
No.
Oh, look at here. Closet full of test tubes and bottles. Very professional.
Is it part of a reporter's equipment to be rude?
Doctor, be charitable and just call it an occupational disease. Well, a nice bedroom. Oh, were you planning a trip, Doctor?
No. Why do you ask?
Well, the suitcase. Seems a little shabby for a successful career woman like you.
Leave that suitcase alone, Mr. Johnson.
And the initials, C.A. What do they stand for, Doctor? Ellen Moore in code?
Mr. Johnson, please leave here at once.
I have bad habits, Doctor. I open other people's mail and suitcases marked with the initials of Carl Anderson. Oh. All those $10 bills that could have made Carl so many friends.
Mr. Anderson gave me that money. He made me promise to keep it for him because he felt he'd be killed. I was going to return it when I cured his fixation.
Are they curing it with murder nowadays?
Don't be a fool. I didn't murder your friend.
Tell me about it before the noon edition. I want an exclusive. Oh, you better answer the door, Doctor. It may be another rich client.
Please stay here in the laboratory, Hildy. I'll send them away.
All right, Doctor. You're the doctor.
Dr. Moore.
Oh, Mr. Anderson.
You have my brother's money. Where is it? It belongs to me.
Why, of course it does. Please, come in.
I want it now, Dr. Moore. It's mine.
What if I told you I don't have it?
You think I believe you? You think I am mad? You murdered my brother? But I will not tell the police if you give the money to me.
How do I know I can trust you, Mr. Anderson?
You have to. Finally, you all must come to me as I knew you would.
Sven, why do you want to kill me?
What's that?
You want my money. You want my
Finish,
money.
Carl.
That's why
He's
you
still alive,
to kill
but
me.
I killed him. I killed
you
him. Want my money. I'll kill him again.
You want my
I'll kill you over and over,
That's
Carl. This time I will kill you, you for good. Carl.
No, it isn't Carl.
You are, Carl. You are.
All right, Sven. Have it your own way.
Why, you torment me. I shot you. I killed you there in your miserable little room.
You can't kill me, Sven. You'll never kill me.
All those years I waited for you to die. No, nothing. Nothing. You'll never die. Never.
You better take care of him, Doctor. I'll call the police.
Forgive me, Hildy. I underestimated you. That tape recorder was a shock treatment I would never have thought of.
Yeah, it's quite a little gadget, Dr. Moore. Told you lots of interesting things. Let's record together some other time, shall we? See if you like this lead, Walter. Carl Anderson, a little man with a big dream, will be buried today. He lived as unselfishly as any man could live, sharing the fruit of his toil with those whom the world had mocked. He died because of another's greed. His friends were many and nameless. His murderer, his own brother, Sven.
Give it to me, Hildy. I'll send it on to composing. There's one thing I don't understand. Why did Carl fake all those murder attempts?
Well, it was his way of screaming for help. After the first time, no one paid attention. They were too busy to listen to a little guy who was already crazy enough to give away $10 bills.
Yeah. Well, good work, Hildy. Did you bring that box in here with you?
Yeah, Walter. It's a tape recorder.
Oh?
I want you to hear something.
Tape recorder? What would you be doing with one?
I got it from a psychiatrist with a long beard.
I thought only neurotics went to psychiatrists.
Walter, I want you to listen to this. This is how I broke the case.
Just lie down and relax. That's it. Now, say whatever comes to you. Why do you think everybody hates you?
Oh, when I was a lad, they called me names.
Hey, what is...
Quiet, quiet.
What kind of names?
They called me... Stinky Walter Burns.
Hildy, what did you get that?
Oh,
I snitched it, Stinky.
Tell me everything.
Hildy, so help me, turn that thing off.
So all psychiatrists have long beards, huh? So long, neurotic. Tonight's front page story was written by David Friedkin and Morton Fine. Basil Adlam composed and conducted our musical score. Heard in the cast were William Conrad as Walter Burns, Charles McGraw as Joe the Bartender, Betty Lou Gerson, Louis Van Ruten, Harry Stewart, and Jeff Chandler. The program is directed by Bill Russo and produced by Don Sharp. This is Owen James. Listen in again next week to another exciting front page story starring Dick Powell. Dick Powell may soon be seen starring in the United Artists picture Pitfall. Now, a listening reminder. Tonight, don't miss the premiere of Criminal Casebook with dramatic stories taken from the files of the Society for the Prevention of Crime. That's Criminal Casebook,
over the same ABC station. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.